Today, we'd like to see the title of Is Any Sick Among You? In James 5, verses 1 to 20. Though none was sold through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number 1, in verse 1, Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your ministries that are coming upon you. What does it mean in the context and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 7. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. What do these mean and what can you learn from here? Last question in verse 14, Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. What does it mean? And what can we learn from here? In the last time in James 4:17, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him, it is a sin. Here is the non-fidence or omission not to do it in God's word to do good. Your violation of God's word is a sin upon whatever misfidence, non-fidence, commission, or omission is. Where God allowed you the given free will, given talents, and an open door, then left the column. Also, this kind of remember this coming Thanksgiving week, November 19 to 30 at the Anaheim Community Center headquarters that address there. So if the Lord permits, you may join there. Then verse 1. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. In the context of this rich person gets gained by fraud in verse 4, or injustice, or unrighteousness. The rich is not blessed by God like Job's last days. In prayer, the person loves money rather than God. Cross-reference Matthew 19:21-24, Jesus said is the lover of money is hard to enter the kingdom of God only by faith upon the love of God is allowed to enter kingdom of God by God. Verse 2-3, Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like a fire. You have heaped up treasures in the last days. Riches, garments, gold, or silver is perishable unless those things are used for the sake of God. Further, in the last day or the great tribulation, all treasure will be subject to fire judgment, being burnt or melt away. 1 Peter chapter 2, 23-24. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever, because all flesh is as grass, and all glory of man as a flower of the grass withers, and its flower falls away. Then, verse 4, Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your field, which you kept back by fraud, cry out, and cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of the Sabbath. The rich one does not pay the wages to the reapers within due time, but gets gains by fraud. God asks us to pay wages to hired servants within due time. In the several verses, right, to Deuteronomy 24, 14, 15, Leviticus, right, you know, to all of the late to, you should pay on time. Then verses 5 and 6. You have lived on the earth in pleasure and luxury. You have fattened your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned, you have murdered the just. He does not resist you. Nevertheless, the rich one has lived in pleasure luxury. You nourished yourself in a day of slaughter. Or you hardened your heart for the day of animal slaughter. Without care of the unpaid hired servants, you have condemned and murdered the just or innocent servants who do not resist you. Verse 7, question. Therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it, or the fruit, until it receives the early and late rain. As the farmer waits patiently for the precious fruit of the earth, we the Christians should wait for his reward from each the spiritual works until the meeting the Lord, either rapture or last breath. Christians are not conformed to this world, but to good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. We are not governed or ruled by commercial system, but by theocracy. That the commercial system is a mere means now, even if the system is not necessary upon his return. Not needed. So all cross-reference right here, 1 Timothy 6, 10, Rome 12, 1, 2. Verse 8, you also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. So we are eager to wait for his coming soon. Today is nearer to meet him than yesterday. Tomorrow is much nearer than today. That cross-reference Romans 13, 11. Verse 9, do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. God doesn't like a grumble or a murmur against one another or God, because the grumbling or murmuring, one is in nature blames the other or criticizes the other. Adam blamed God, Eve blamed the serpent, not accepting its sin for the forbidden fruit taken. Criticize others' little fault without seeing own big fault. So it's better to ask God in prayer for his forgiveness on own fault and his wisdom for others. Cross-reference right here. So that's why grumble based upon and blame others, also criticize. That is kind thing. Verse 10. My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Many prophets suffered for the Lord's sake, not for own fault, such as Moses, Elijah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, or John the Baptist, as Hebrews chapter 11 states, right here, 37:40. They were stoned, they were sawn into two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. We see in Turkey area, there are a lot of the cave, you know, there is Christian live there under persecution in time. Verse 11, indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. Really, Job also suffered for God's good purpose to open his spiritual eye, not for own fault. But he endured patiently, very compassionate and merciful God, despite his little murmuring, blessed God more than his beginning. Job 42:45. So we see that. Verse 12. But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. To swear or oath is generally prohibited by God, because nobody has the power to control or rule the future things, either in heaven or on the earth, except God. Yes be yes and no be no. However, we today rarely practice in wedding and in court testimony. So Matthew 5:34-37, Jesus explained why. Verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Upon any suffering, either for God's sake or for own fault, from beginning, let's pray, not the last moment, because prayer is our privilege to communicate with the Lord, the omniscient, omnipotent, unquenchable love God. Then the Lord begins to work with you to resolve it. Upon any cheerful time, sing songs or communicate with God with melody in your heart or your spirit to praise the Lord. That cross reference Ephesians 5:19. That 14, the question 3, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Sickness is caused for sin, by God, for God's work. Paralytic sickness or palsy caused by sin, such as sexual syphilis infection. Jesus forgave his sin and healed him to arise and work. Born blind for the works of God, was healed with the clay into Siloam by the Lord. Here it's learned that the Lord watches for the face of the praying people. Only the Lord can heal the sickness, and only the Lord forgives the sin. The oil or olive oil anointed is either medicine or a symbol of the Spirit, such as good Samaritans pouring oil into wounds and Samuel's anointing oil into David, the Spirit of the Lord coming upon David. It's shown the healing is subject to God's Spirit. That is God's will. All cross-reference right here. Then, verse 15, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. The Lord will listen to the prayer of a praying people with faith. Then he will heal the sick person and forgive him, such as the paralytic person in verse 14. But not everybody is healed. We don't know the reason, but God knows. Paul wasn't healed of the thorn of the flesh. like an eye problem. Because of God's great sufficiency for Paul, for his strength to be perfect in his weakness. The cross reference, right, 2 Corinthians 12, 7 to 9. Verse 16, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Confess your offense to your brother and be reconciled to him, vice versa, and pray for one another that you may be spiritually and or physically healed. The earnest prayer from heart of the person who lives by faith may get a lot of answers from God. That quotes from Matthew 5, 23-24. 17-18. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. It did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again till heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, an ordinary person like us. God answered for his earnest prayer on raining or not. That cross reference right here, 1 Kings right there. Verse 19-20. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way would save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Brothers, you can sure that when a person who wanders from the face of the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, turns back from the wandering, will be saved from eternal death with the forgiveness of many sins, including a belief of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is upon his unwavering faith by his grace with the bloodshed. That's a cross reference right there. We covered all three questions. So let's sing all together Martha song. So people then who may say the Lord continue work through his church. So prosperous online ministry so far, you know, so good. Amazon.com notified the brand name CCH Press registry extended. So prayer requesting continually the supreme light of life in the whole council of God for its beliefs and their consequent practice. So consequent practice proved whether or not your belief is true or false, in other words, for a lie. The prayer request, thanks for your prayer support, Romans 8:28 has confirmed it. Paul food tour during 10:10, especially Rome tour, brother the balance pastor at Calvary, Ashila, Rome, Italy. Keep on prayer, the increase of faith, the word of God, and consequent practice, love and joy. Pray for souls of Muslim countries, especially Iran, Turkey, Syria, Palestine, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Morocco, Afghanistan, Libya, as well as for Gaza, Israel's safety. Pray for Burma, Ukraine, Mexico, right here. So here, the book is still available, pre-coupon, Disgrace. Capital letter, small letter,